100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You could listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, please go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. Today's guest is the founder of Cardinal Green Industries and also the chief CMOS advocate for CGI, none other than Anton Cardinal. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you for having me here. It's definitely a pleasure and excited to have a conversation.
Great. So explain to me, what is CMOS? I mean, I know a lot of the listeners have been hearing about CMOS, and what do you want people to know and understand about CMOS?
Great question. Well, to kind of get started as well is, you know, we are definitely, our mission at CGI Green is to provide the best quality CMOS and naturally made products to our customers and also the world. So CMOS is the world's superfood. The earth provides this food for us where it is grows in the oceans, certain parts of the Caribbean, and also parts of Asia and the coastline as well of the United States. So there's different, many different species of sea moss, but there are certain species of sea moss that is very, very potent as far as having a lot of vitamins and minerals in it. And that is the kind that we deal with in CGI Green, where it helps to support a healthy heart. It contains 92 vitamins and minerals, keeping in mind that the body is composed of 102 minerals. It also supports a healthy immune system and much, much, much more.
So you're telling me that if you eat some sea moss, you'll have more than 90% of the minerals that you need for your body to stay healthy?
Well, another great question. A lot of our customers and people that's been taking CMOS, because CMOS is a generational thing that has been used in the Caribbean. I myself was born in the Caribbean, raised here in the United States. But in the Caribbean, you know, we don't have the access to the medical system as other parts of the world may have. So we have to rely on what is around us, the natural organic products that grows in the ground, that grows on the earth. And once you consume CMOS, a lot of individuals that have vitamin deficiencies, they've got their testings from their doctors. And after taking CMOS for several weeks, usually it's about 3 weeks where is the recommended time to be consistent with it, they do see the increase on the lack of minerals and vitamins that's in their body. So as the body works, you know, your body takes out what it doesn't need and keeps in what it does need. So once you consume CMOS, that's what we recommend, only taking 1 to 2 tablespoons. There are a few individuals that we do know that take an excessive amount of CMOS, you know, but that is what they've been used to for their whole life. But taking 1 to 2 tablespoons of CMOS a day, you will definitely feel and enjoy the experience.
Oh, that's awesome. So Anton, this is a technology and business show. So I have to ask, how did your family get into the business of CMOS?
Well, we've been in many different businesses. I've been doing business ever since I was 14. My, you know, father had a clothing store. He used to travel around the world. So business is just something that is in my family's background. And we, all of us, I should say on my grandfather's side, are entrepreneurs. So, you know, we looked at something that was so common to us. During the holiday times, there's several different items that in the Caribbean culture and that is consumed, you know, and we know these things as to be really great for us. So we've noticed that when we went into supermarkets and into different Caribbean stores, they had sea moss, but it wasn't of a great quality. So something that is grown right there in the ocean, you know, we decided to say, hey, you know, let's take this and let's provide this type of quality to the world. And let's see what, you know, what we can do. That's just the whole idea of how we started. My family all are in the Caribbean, so they're right there by the waters where they harvest the sea moss and do the whole process. So it was basically a no-brainer. You know, to us, it's like, why didn't we do this sooner? But we just didn't know that it was such a need, you know, in the American culture. We didn't know that it was a thing that was becoming popularized. But then that kind of drove us to say, you know, there's a lot of people that's taking it, people that's already consuming it. Let's give them the best quality sea moss that they can possibly get. And because we know what goes on the back end of how farmers are harvesting the sea moss and everything. So we want to make sure that they're experiencing what we've experienced.
Oh, that's awesome. So, you know, many years ago, I was working with this book author who wrote several children's books about, you know, leading a healthy lifestyle. And also, he wrote this book called Superfoods Are Super Fun. And he's the first person who really emphasized how good sea moss is. So what other things, you know, for people who are new to sea moss or those who use sea moss, can you explain a little bit more what makes the Caribbean sea moss that CGI Industries provides versus other sources of sea moss?
Well, like you said, you know, and I like that word that you said, superfoods are super fun. You know, that's an excellent word there. In the Caribbean itself, there are certain parts of the Caribbean that there is, you know, no houses, no boats that dock there. There's no people that there's not much people that, you know, go to the waters in those areas because they're undeveloped areas. And in those undeveloped areas in the Caribbean is where we harvest our sea moss from. Sea moss is basically a type of superfood or plant food in the ocean that absorbs its environment. So in these other locations where sea moss are grown and harvested and sold across the world, that these are locations that have, you know, tourists, people are going to the beaches there, people are, you know, using those waters. There's many things that is happening around those waters. And another great thing is that the actual location where we harvest our sea moss from, that there is was a suppressed volcano. So the waters, there's clean waters that is pushed out and clean waters that is brought in as far as the marine life in that particular area. So the waters are pristine and they're really clear. They're really, really clean water, kind of like going into the springs, so to speak. So having the volcano that is not active, that pushes out a lot of the minerals and the minerals that is in that area that the sea moss is able to soak up as it starts to grow. And like I said, other areas, which not going to name these other areas, but they do experience, you know, high traffic in those waters where people are in there, where you know, there's a lot of boats, all the fumes and gas, and there's parts of the world that sea moss is harvested where there's a lot of pollution in the water as well. As far as a lot of bottles, you know, when people throw things in the water or things are dumped off seas or over shore and things like that, when, you know, other farmers and other industries, as far as people that go crab hunting and people that go fishing, when they use the items that they need to use to catch what they need to catch, they dump it off, you know, the boats, and these things washes up somewhere. So in these areas that they wash up are located, not too far from them, you will find people harvesting sea moss. So that is one thing that we noticed that kind of brought us to a position where, you know, our sea moss is very clean. Our sea moss is very potent. And, you know, when in the same areas, it's also protected. There are certain parts of the Caribbean where there are sea moss, but you're not allowed to harvest. You know, the government put rules and stuff against it, so people won't harvest it and people won't take it. So we definitely work with a lot of governmental officials. We work with, you know, the customs and make sure that an agriculture department as well to make sure that from the ocean to the customer's house, that we are doing the best that we can to be a holistic company as well.
Wow, organically and ethically sourced. That's amazing. So I know this question may sound ignorant, but I know there's some people who are listening to this episode and are wondering, what is the difference between sea moss and seaweed and kelp?
Excellent question. Well, sea moss is and seaweed are basically in the same family. You can say in kelp, all of that is in the same family. But like I said in earlier, there are different species. So as being different species, they grow differently. They have different nutrients. They have different vitamins and minerals. What we say, the nutritious value on these different species are vastly different. And you know, as far as you having seaweed itself doesn't have the base of what we call sea moss or Irish moss, where it takes in the nutrients. And then also the process of when you dry it in the sun is that, you know, the seaweed versus sea moss is very fragile. So there's a number of different limiting factors and a different process on what you have to do with, you know, seaweed versus sea moss. You know, I can travel to one of the beaches in Florida, so to speak, and you can find, you know, seaweed in the ocean. You know, but you're not going to be able to find sea moss because it's not going to grow there. So there's only the type that we harvest and grow is Uchima cottony. That is a specific sea moss. And then another one that there is Chronos crispus and Gracilaria. You know, so those are the top three main sea moss. As far as when we say the word sea moss, those are the top three species that you would find of a real potent, strong quality, and people that process them provide to the communities.
That's awesome. Boy, I'm learning so much about sea moss. So what are some great ways that a person can consume sea moss to boost their immune system?
Well, I mean, if they're like me, you know, to be totally honest with you, when I first started taking sea moss, you know, I took a tablespoon of it, and to me, I was like, "Oh man, this is it's a bland taste, and it doesn't really taste like anything." So it's something that you would have to kind of get used to. That's why we basically use it in smoothies. Anything that you put sea moss to or mix sea moss with is going to adapt that taste. So if you have, almond milk or, you know, cashew milk, or if you use mangoes, if you use strawberries, dragon fruit, any type of fruit that you desire and you choose, once you blend it and mix it with sea moss, as far as it's being a gel, it's going to adapt that taste. So that is the great thing about sea moss. It's not an overpowering taste. It's a very bland and simple taste. But, you know, the main way to consume sea moss is through a gel form. So it's looks like dried noodles. Once we dry it in the sun, do the sun drying process. It's like dried noodles. And then we put it in water, and then it expands 3, 4, 5 times its the original size of when you had it in the bag. And once you take that, you add some water to it, or you can follow our process that's on our package that we highly recommend, so you can get the most use out of your sea moss and also still be able to have the nutritional value in there. Is you know, you follow that process, you blend it, and you put it in your fridge about for about 3-4 hours, and then it'll be more of a jello type of form. You know, you can make it more denser with using less water if you want it thicker, you know, or if you want to mix it with the applesauce for your kids, you know, or their favorite drinks, or even if they're even eating oatmeal, you can mix it in their oatmeal. Your soups, you can mix it with soups. With when you're making pancakes, you can mix it in the batter of the pancake.
You could put it in pancakes?
You could put sea moss in almost about everything. Sea moss is also used for as a little thickening agent as well. I mean, you can put sea moss. We have a soap that we're bringing out as well. You put it in soaps, people who make soaps, and, you know, hair products. But just from the gel form itself, if you have acne or eczema, you can put it on your skin, leave it there for 10 minutes, wash it off. You know, when you're taking a shower, you can take the gel, you can put the gel in your hair, you know, leave the gel there for 10 minutes and wash it, rinse it out. You can use it for your plants as far as taking the gel, blending it in, you know, 1 gallon, 2 gallons of water and water your plants, because it has a lot of vitamins and minerals that we need. And also, once you feed it to your plants, you would definitely see the difference. So the applications of sea moss are endless. You look on our website, or you do more research on the vast web that is provided to us, you can see so many different applications of sea moss, because it's naturally made and it's a natural organic product, you know, something that is made from this earth. So anything that you mix it with or you know, add to is not going to affect it, because it's a superfood.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So how can people learn more about what your company is doing, and if they want to order some sea moss in either the dried or the gel form, how can they do that?
Well, we definitely have our website, which is www.cgi-green.com. So it's cgi-green.com. And on our website there, you know, if you want to learn more about us, you know, we have an About Us tab there. We have a Learn More tab as well, where we do have the differences of this, of you know, sea moss, where we show the dried, we show the gel, and also just more information about sea moss in general. You know, we have our blogs that's on our website as well, that shows you a lot of information and gives you more education. And, you know, also our YouTube, we have a YouTube channel as well, where you can type in our name and we show you the process of how to make gel. And our Facebook, you can go to our Facebook, CGI Green Sea Moss, and our Instagram, which is the same, CGI Green Sea Moss. And then we have another Facebook page that you would have to join that group, which is called Dr. Sebi Sea Moss Information. So that particular group is a very, very, very special group, I might say. We have over 4,000 members. Last time I checked, on that group that's privately joined. And on that particular group, we go through a lot of information about sea moss. You know, we ask the question in the morning time, we ask the question, what do you guys want to know about sea moss? And we have parents that have kids that, you know, went to school, came back from school, and then they started to have a rash on their hands. So they ask us the question, oh, can they use sea moss for their child? And we have great members on the team, on our team, who answers the questions for them. And even the joint members come in and give their input. Hey, I use the sea moss for this, or you can do this. And everybody basically communicates with each other and helps each other out in the community, not only on just sea moss, but just the aspect of getting more information on, you know, when you first wake up in the morning, you want your first jump start to be a good one. You know, drink a bottle of water, take some sea moss, and get your day started, ready to go. And, you know, the next morning, you want to have that same drive and motivation. So sea moss is a lifestyle experience. You know, they can join our pages, go on our website. They can message us on our website and on our pages. And we will definitely be more than happy to have long conversations. We have emails from customers that, you know, goes every single day for a whole week, because we invest our time into our people.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I know there's a lot of people out here who are looking for, you know, solutions to help with their energy levels, their immune system, especially with COVID and being in this pandemic. And also entrepreneurs who listen to this show as well want to maintain optimal health so that they can continue to work hard building their empire. So thank you so much for that helpful information. And I highly recommend you guys take advantage of the invitation to reach out to Anton, because he is the chief CMOS advocate for Cardinal Green Industries. You can reach them at cgi-green.com. And my final question to you, Anton, is, you know, as you are, you know, one of the founders of CGI Green, and you're also the president of some nonprofits as well, what three tips would you give to entrepreneurs who are aspiring for consistent and significant success?
Well, that's an amazing question there. You know, three tips I can, you know, give entrepreneurs that, you know, just want success in general is, you know, one of the biggest thing is to not to overthink things. We find that when we are trying to start a business or jump into, you know, any business at all, or want to improve our life in any aspect, regardless if it's business or personal, you know, we spend a lot of time going through the process as far as, you know, I would say, quote unquote, what school kind of teaches you, and which is a great aspect as well. But, you know, you will spend 3, 4, 5 weeks trying to plan out something. And, you know, as experience goes a long way. I definitely encourage people to not overthink, you know, whatever business they want to do, jump into it. Planning is very important, but make sure that you jump into it. So, you know, that, okay, if I want to be a barber and I want to have my own, you know, business or have my own storefront, you know, how many haircuts have you cut so far? You know, have you cut your friends and family's hair? So going through that process, you know, whether if you want to sell hair, you know, have you sold hair before? Or what if you want to teach other people how to do business? Well, what have you done, you know, so far? So not to overthink things, you know, attack things head on, and, you know, you will reach where you want to reach. So that's number one. Number two, I would definitely like to say, you know, the key thing is the people that surround you. That is definitely a big thing, is that, you know, you can't do everything on your own, even though we want to be independent so bad, and do things on our own and say that we did it on our own. You know, there's no, not one business out there that somebody can say they did it on their own, because you need somebody to do something, whether if they have to pay for your product, you need that person to pay for your product. So, you know, get people around you, recruit people to come around you, because if they can believe in you and your vision, then others can believe in your vision. Or even customers, if you're business to consumer, but if you're business to business, you still need people to believe in you. So make sure you get the right people around you, whether if it's one person, and, you know, you guys push towards a vision, push towards wherever you want to go, and, you know, do it together, because alone, doing things on your, by yourself, a lone road is hard. You know, and you just have to choose your heart. Do you want to do it alone, or do you want to do it with somebody who can motivate you on a Wednesday when you really need that motivation on Wednesday? So that's number two, is getting the right people around you, whether if it's just only one person, even if it's a brother or a sister who can motivate you ever so often, not saying that they have to be in your business, but that they can motivate you and encourage you, because you definitely need that to try to even think about getting success. And I'll say the last thing that I would say is learn about leverage. Leverage is something that, you know, you really need in everything you do. And that word leverage, I'm using that as using everything around you, yourself and what's around you, to get you to the next point, to the next goal. So learn about leverage, learn how to leverage things, use what you have to get what you want. Because if you're not able to use what you have to get what you want, you're going to be in a position where, oh, only if I had $10,000, I can start this business. Well, you do have a lawnmower in your garage, or your cousin has a lawnmower, so you can go and cut some grass to get $1,000 or $2,000. Then you can rent, then you can go and get an old car or a used car. And you know, they have apps, so you can do DoorDash, you can do all these things. So you can put your, you can leverage yourself step by step and use number one and number two and number three to get to that road of self-success, I should say.
Well, I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Anton, for taking time out of your very busy schedule to speak with us here at the SEO Queen Tech Show. You've been listening to Anton Cardinal. You can follow him at cgi-green.com. And until next time.
Yes, yes. It was wonderful. Thank you so much. And you have a blessed day, okay?
It's time to grow, get the SEO queen, get visibility, like never before, the traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow, get the SEO queen, receive the perfect leads, like never before, the traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.